We came to have a celebration of life because he's alive. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We don't remember just his earthly life, but we know that he's alive forevermore. Amen. Well, it's time to go home. In the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul says that I declare unto you the gospel. And he said how that Christ bore our sins, died on the cross according to the scriptures, that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Paul, he said in 1 Timothy, and I am a pattern of those which after should believe. Paul is kind of an example, but in this same book that I just quoted from, chapter 15, he gives the accounts of those who saw him, and then he says, and lastly, I saw him. He met the Master. He met the risen Master. He testifies that I was a blasphemer. That is, that he rejected and mocked and made fun of everything that Jesus was. He said that I was a persecutor. He treated those who believed in Christ, and he adds the word injurious. Other places it said that he destroyed those that believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. That means to dismember. Paul literally killed Christians. He hated Christ. He hated everything he stood for. But he testifies that now I'm a pattern of what happened, because he said this in 1 Corinthians, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. If you're saved today, it's because of the grace of God. It was Paul who experienced that grace. It was Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit, who said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. And then Paul would add this in another passage of Scriptures. He said he came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He felt like he's the worst sinner ever lived, because he'd persecuted the church, because he'd killed Christians. He came to know the fact that he was a sinner. And after he was saved, he still remembered where he came from. He's a pattern, in that anybody who ever gets saved has to come to realize that they are a sinner, that they are worthy of death. And the wages of sin is death, he said. Paul learned that because of his sin, that he'd have to spend eternity in hell. But he learned something else, and that is that Christ died for him. Christ gave his life, and he received the Lord Jesus Christ by grace. He said, I obtained mercy. Mercy is only for those who are guilty. Paul declared, I'm a sinner. But then he said this, God gave him a peace that passeth all understanding. You'll never have a joy, you'll never have a peace, a lasting, permanent peace in your heart until you do what Paul did, until you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I just don't believe that. That's a sad thing. The Bible said, he that believeth not is condemned already. Intellectually, you can reject it all. Philosophically, you can reject it all. Religiously, you can reject it all. But one of these days, the Bible said, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. You're going to have to stand before God one of these days, and you've tried everything in the world except really believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, you've tried to disprove him. You've tried to make it not real. But I'm going to tell you, it is real. He's alive. In this building are hundreds of testimonies of those who, just like Paul, became to realize they were lost, they obtained mercy and grace. And then Paul could say this, therefore, he said, I'm now a new creature. He said, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He became born again by the grace of God, and Christ lived in him. And every person who gets saved, they have Christ to come live on the inside. He that hath Christ, Jesus, has life. But he doesn't have Christ, doesn't have any life. If you want real life, you'll have to have Jesus. You'll have to receive him. You have to believe on him. This is what this is all about, what he did for me and you. And when you heard people a while ago praising God and standing and shouting, That's not emotionalism. That's not show. Oh, it's emotional, sure enough. These are people who passed from death unto life. These are people who had all their sins forgiven. These are people who know in their self they deserve to be in hell, but yet they're going to get to go to heaven and be there for all eternity and thank God for that. I'd get pretty excited. You ought to get pretty excited over the fact that you're going to go to heaven. My dear friend, I'm telling you, it's real. Paul said, I beg you, I plead with you, be you reconciled to God. I would plead with you today. If you want to find something that's real, it's Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads in prayer this morning? Thank you, Brother Brad. Thank you, all those who sang today, for presenting to us that wonderful, wonderful truth that He is risen. He's alive. And thank God He's coming again. Amen. I hope you're ready. You know what I wish? Paul said this. He said, I wished I could be accursed for my kinsmen according to the flesh. I don't know if I've come to that place yet or not, but Paul said, you know what? I'd be willing to die and go to hell if all of my fellow Jews would come to know Christ. And I can say this to you, the heart of this church, the heart of this pastor is that you would be born again by the grace of God. I'm telling you, won't ever have any peace. You can't take enough drugs to get away from it. You can't get involved in enough other things to get away from it. There'll be that haunting, dark memory, dark side of your heart and life that can only be alive and only have life when the Prince of Life comes in your heart and gives you everlasting life. I'm glad you can have it today. Today is the day of salvation, Paul wrote. Now is accepted time. Right now, today, you can be born again by the grace of God. And I beg you and plead you in Jesus' name to do what the Bible said. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you stand, please, with your heads bowed for just another moment? And right now today, I want to encourage you once again, our friends in the media audience and in this building, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, Brother Billy, I don't know if he's real or not. Well, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. If right now you know you're lost, you know you don't have Christ, you can be born again by the grace of God. As the Spirit of God deals with your heart, draws you by His grace, and you have a desire in your heart to be saved, He put it there. And He'll satisfy that longing if you'd but just yield and receive Him. From the depths of your heart, would you pray something like this? Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord Jesus, You died. You bore all of my sin on the cross. I believe You paid my sin debt. And right now, I know that You are alive. Please come in my heart, forgive me of all my sin, and give me everlasting life. Help me, Lord Jesus, to love You and serve You. Give me that peace of God that passeth all understanding. Give me that joy unspeakable and full of glory. But Lord, help me in my life to honor You and point others to Christ as did the Apostle Paul. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, now for dying for me and for saving me right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, thank You, Lord, for a wonderful day at Your house, the sunrise service, the awesome music, the singing, the word. Thank You, Lord God, for this awesome time this morning. Lord, for the blessing of being here in the house of the Lord. Our Father, our heart still rejoices in all of the services through the eyes of Peter and all those who participated in that. God bless them. I ask Your blessing on every family here represented. Give them a great time with their family today and the blessing of God upon them from now till Jesus comes. Help us to be a witness for Christ. And Lord, I pray for that man, a woman, boy, or girl who've never been saved. They've never asked You to come in their heart. Forgive them of their sin. I pray, God, that You'd make it real to them. Lord, it won't do them any good to be a Baptist. It won't do them any good to be baptized. They have to have Christ. And God, I pray that they'll get Him, have Him in their heart and life. Lord, I pray they'll trust You with all of their heart. Lord, bless now, and we'll thank You and praise You, give You glory. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.